Hello.
Hey, Mike. It's Matt here, Local Splash.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, so I need to, like, get something cleared up again with you. We have to use a call tracking phone number for your number on the internet.
You could forward my number to your tracking number if you want. But I don't want that number on my list.
The tracking number is what's going to be shown everywhere online. And then anytime somebody calls that number, it's going to get forwarded to your 346 number, right? And the reason why we can't use your phone number is because we're not going to be able to tell the analytics on it. So we purchase a special phone number for the business so that we know where that lead's going so we can keep making tweaks for you.
I already have my number. That's my number. It's on my shirts, on my cards, it's everywhere.
It's fine. It's not gonna make a difference whether we have a different phone number or you have that 346 number. We have to do it this way or we can't do it, Mike. It's like,
all right,
it's that essential.
If you don't want to do it, that's fine. I used you guys because I know somebody that used you and had a problem and they used their own phone number and, you know, I don't know what's the difference here, but I want my phone number on mine because, say, stuff doesn't go right down the road. I don't want your phone number.
You can always put your phone number. We could always change your phone number to it. That's not a problem. We're going to take care of you, Mike. We have to have the phone number on it in order for us to be able to see what's going on to make tweaks to keep making sure that you're successful. Because if we're going in blind, we don't know how to make tweaks along the way. We don't know where the leak came from, right?
So why don't I just forward the number to your tracking number?
We can't do that. It doesn't reverse back. Because anytime somebody calls that number, it puts like a secret like coding on it and we know like where that like lead came from and it gives us the analytics, right? So that we can see how the ad's performing. It actually costs us more money to do it this way, but it's for your best interest, right? But we have to do it this way because otherwise we're not going to know how to make tweaks along the way and make sure that you're successful.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does that make sense?
Mm.
I need you to go with me on this one, Mike. I'm being straight with you. Like, I can't – like, we can't do it any other way. Like, my company's like, we have to do it this way. Otherwise, like, it just doesn't make sense, you know? And I have over 1,000 clients, like, and they're all set up the exact same way, you know? So everybody's happy.
Like I said, I used you because I know another person that used you, and you helped him with their ad, but he didn't have to put no other phone number on his listing.
Maybe he doesn't, realize or remember. Maybe they didn't explain it to him, but all of our clients have a tracking phone number, and then it forwards to whatever number they want. It's always been that way with us.
And then
it
rings over to your app or whatever. I don't know. That's not what, you know, I know because it's my son that used you guys on his listing, and he didn't have all that on him. So.
Yeah. No, like I said, I mean, it is essential, you know. Maybe over time we can make some changes and change it up. Like, I know we've done, like, circumstances like that, but at the beginning, so we can make tweaks along the way, we have to have the tracking number so we're not going in blind and we're able to make.
I don't feel comfortable doing that. And she wants to make the ad all over again, you know. And it's like, I'm not really feeling comfortable with you guys making the listing and then use being the owner of the listing and then putting your phone number on it. And then just, I don't know, just I'm not comfortable with that.
I know, Mike, but we're a Fortune 500 company. I mean, we didn't get here by like not doing our clients right. You know, like it's not always, look, there's certain times in life, like it's not always how we want it to be, but as long as I get you the results and as long as you go with me on it, like, I can't change this. Like, I wish I had the option to do it that way. But, like, I can't change
this. This is not going to work, okay? I'm telling you right now because you're too pushy and you don't want to listen. When I'm talking to you, you just keep going on and on and on. So me and you is not working out with this relationship. I guess it's not going to work out. No, I'm not being pushy.
I'm just trying to let you know that.
So why don't you just refund my money back to me then?
I mean, let me get with my team, man. Like I said, it's non-refundable.
Yeah,
like,
not, I mean,
you know,
you guys want
I did explain it to
you,
Mike,
a month
though.
For me. That's the way it's going
to
be, okay?
I did explain it to you, though, that we do need a tracking phone number on the account.
Yeah, well, I was explained to you. If you want to work and do business and make $300 off of me a month, then that's the way it's going to have to be. I'm not going to do that.
I mean, I hear you. Let me see what I can do, Mike. I mean, like I said, it's normally something like, because what you're asking us to do, just so you can hear my point of view, is we're not, if we do it this way, we're not going to be able to know how to make tweaks and changes, because we're not going to know where the lead came from and, like, how to make adjustments for you along the way. Does that make sense?
There's got to be another way.
I mean, let me see what I can do, Mike. Like
way,
I said,
your tracking number, you're still getting the calls. They're coming now. How can you not tell where they're coming from?
Let me just get with my team, Mike, because I've never been in this predicament. Nobody's ever put me in this predicament. So let me just see what I can do. And let me see what I can do with the team, and I'll get back to you, okay? All right. All right, bye-bye.